be a risk, Burgess said. She's a fat lock, big as your fist, and it might be noticed. Piers continued to pace. For a long time, his footsteps on the carpet and the ticking of the clock on the mantel were the only sounds in the room. Ager and Burgess watched him. Finally, Piers said, "If the van door is locked, how do you get ventilation?" Burgess looked a little confused and said, "Oh, there's air enough. That van shoddy made, and when the train gets to speed, the breeze whistles through the cracks and chinks loud enough to pain your ears." "I meant," Piers said, "is there any apparatus for ventilation in the van?"
"Well, there's the slappers in the roof."
"What are they?" Piers said.
"Slappers? Well, slappers, well, to speak true, they're not your proper slappers on account of the lack of engine. Many's the time I was wishing they were true slappers. I mean, a slapper's fit with engine, and all the more when it rains. Then it's a cold puddle inside, I can tell you."
"What is a slapper?" Pierce interrupted. "Time is short."
"A slapper? Well, a slapper's what your railway folks call a manner of trap. She's an hinged door up in the roof, mounted centre, and inside you've got a rod to open or shut the slapper. Well, some of your slappers, I mean proper slappers, they fit two to a coach facing opposite ways. That's so one is always away from the wind. Now, other coaches, they've got their slappers mounted both the same. But it's a bother in the yard, you see, for it means the coach must be clamped with the slappers backward. And have you got two of these slappers in the luggage van?"
"Aye, that's true," Burgess said. "But they're not proper, because they're fixed open, you see. No engine on the van slappers. And so when it rains, there I be, soaked through."
"The slappers give access directly to the interior of the luggage van."
"Well, they do, direct down."
Burgess paused.
"But if you're thinking of slipping a bloke through, it can't be done. They're no more than a hand's breadth square, and I'm
not," Pierce said. "Now, you say you have two slappers. Where are they located?"
"On the roof, like I said, centre of the roof, and..."
"Where in relation to the length of the car?" Pierce said. His pacing back and forth and his brusque, irritable manner left Burgess, who was nervous and trying to be helpful, at a complete loss.
"Where in relation..."
His voice trailed off.
Ager said, "I don't know what you're thinking, but my knee pains me, my left knee here, and that's always a bad sign. I say quit the lay for a deadly flammet and be done."
"Shut up," Pierce said with a sudden flaring anger that made Ager take a step backward. Pierce turned to Burgess.
"Now, I'm asking," he said, "if you look at the van from the side and you see it as a kind of box, a large box, and on the top of this box are the slappers. Now, where are they?"